Embarking on the journey of business ownership transfer can be complicated and emotional, particularly with family entwined. Join me, Vincent Mastrovito, owner of Prometheus Partners, in Finishing Touches, the podcast that genuinely understands your challenges and aims to equip you with invaluable tips for a smooth business succession. By the end of each episode, you'll feel more confident and ready to guide your business into the next phase. Enjoy the podcast. Welcome back to another exciting episode of Finishing Touches, a podcast for business owners looking to grow or exit their business. Statistics show that 20% of businesses that look to sell actually do sell, and about 30% of businesses that want to transition to the second generation are successful in doing that. So planning is obviously key to making sure both of those happen. It is important for you as a business owner to plan for your eventual exit and to be able to monetize your value. And so today we are going to explore the area of legal documents. This may not be the most exciting discussion we have, but it is so very critical to you as a business owner. So without any further ado, let's just go ahead and get started. Welcome to Finishing Touches. I'm glad that you're listening to the program, and let's start a conversation about legal documents. So usually when a business starts and gets kicked off, most of the time there's not a whole lot, if any, legal documents that are actually put together. The owner is trying to get the company up and moving. The owner is trying to get some revenue moving and all of the other things. And sometimes most of the legal documents just kind of get put on the shelf, at least for the time being. Certainly as the company moves through the process, they do start to put some different agreements together if there's partners or other people. Buy-sell agreements, shareholder agreements, things of that nature, those all get put together at some point. But are they updated? Then there's a point where sometimes a business moves to the next level. And that's where either family or even non-family people end up with stock. So one of the largest mistakes I see that business owners do with stock and legal documents is they will give stock to key employees as a benefit. So they've been there a long time, and it's a great way for the owner to create goodwill and say, hey, you've been with me for a long time. I'm going to reward you with 5% or whatever the number is on the stock. It doesn't really matter. Maybe not always thinking through, like, what are the ramifications of this decision when I do it on the back end or down the road when things need to start to look to get unwound from the company, so on and so forth. So we have to make sure that if we are going to be giving stock, that why are we doing it? Does the person receiving the stock, whether it's your children or a key employee or anybody, do they understand what it means to be a shareholder? What are going to be the rights to it? How can you buy the stock back? How does your shareholder agreement stipulate that? How is the valuation of the shares actually done? I have had more cases than I care to admit to that have actually gone to some form of a legal issue from the perspective of a non-family owner got some shares through, let's just call it a bonus because they've been there a long time. And now all of a sudden, either they're no longer at the company or the owner needs to get those shares back. So there's something that has triggered this event where now we have an issue and the shareholder agreement was not updated or the shareholder agreement was not even really established. And so now you have this gray area that's very ambiguous about what do we really do here? What are our decisions? And have you backed into the corner? So quick story. A client down in Ohio that I worked with a few years, the founder has since passed away, but years ago, he did that and he gave some stock to a key person for the same reason I just explained. He was been there for a long time, wanted to reward him, and there it was. The employee ended up leaving the company for his reasons. I can't quite remember. I think he was going to go off and do something different. So he decided to come back and do his own valuation through his attorney and his professionals that he was dealing with. And basically came up with a value that was not even in the ballpark of what the company value really was. And so now we have an issue and this thing could go on and on. And so what we did is we updated our valuation and then we did let the owner know that, hey, you probably need to get an outside valuation third party just to have something neutral. So it's not just coming from us. And so he did do that. And those two matched up pretty well. They don't have to be an exact number, but you certainly want them in the same stratosphere of what you have. And so we were able to utilize those processes to go back and then settle out and pay out the person for what they should have gotten originally. And then that one moved on. Really, the learning thing here that I learned from this, and certainly what the owner learned, is like, even though they, in their eyes, hey, we won, I go, yeah, you won, but it still cost you legal fees and it still costs you to go out and get another valuation. And these things can actually happen and they can get pretty ugly as you kind of go through them. You don't know if you're going to have to go through court. You don't know if you're going to have to go through arbitration. And so they can get very costly as you move through it. So, and if you have partners, so let's just kind of move to partners. If you have a partner for a long time and then all of a sudden one of them wants to move out of the business or whatever the reason, what are the steps to be able to do that to make sure that it's clean and there's no gray areas? Like, well, here's what the document stipulates and here's what we can do. And so having these conversations, I think, are important. The challenge I see with legal documents with some owners, not with all owners, but with some owners and people just in general, one is they don't want to go through the process. How expensive is it going to be? I don't even know what to put inside of the documents. When you take a look at legal documents, it is so critical to make sure that everything is in place. You have to also take into consideration what happens if your partner or a family member or any shareholder has a divorce issue, has an IRS issue, has a substance abuse issue. If they have any of these issues inside of the shareholder agreement, there really should be stipulations in there as like, what are the steps that need to happen to make sure that the company gets protected? I know some of you listening to this podcast may say, well, that might be a little bit of overkill, Vince, when you're looking at it. And before it happens, you always say you're probably right, but I've seen it happen a couple times and I don't wish it on anybody, but it could happen. Certainly divorce is probably the most common one. People do get divorces at a pretty high rate. And then you also want to make sure you're covering for death or disability. When you have the language in there about what you're going to do and you look at it at least every other year and you're looking at it pretty frequently, say at the end of the year, you're going to say, okay, we're going to spend some time with our attorney. Let's go through these to make sure we don't need to update any language in them. Then it becomes a lot easier to manage through it. So it's usually the first step for owners when you're going through and kind of talking about it and trying to understand what is it that we need to do. And then talking to the attorney, and then they can give you some really good direction as to what can go in there and what you should have in there on a regular basis. And then how often should you be reviewing it? And they really do help out when you're looking to certainly grow the business, when you're looking to have people buy in to the business, when you're looking for people to get bought out and move on, when you're going from an active shareholder to a non-active shareholder. So it helps you as an organization and it helps you as a team to be aligned on the vision and the expectations that are going to be required for this company to keep moving. Because the goal is always, how does the company continue to move in the path and the runway that you have set out for this company and organization? And when you write the documents, you just have to make sure that the company is being protected as you go through there. Certainly when you're taking a look at buy-sell agreements, you want to make sure and address the issues of any funding that may be needed for that, either from an insurance perspective or a disability perspective, because that would help you buy the other person out. If something happened, the disability coverage could be there as a contingency. And certainly if there was a sudden death, then the insurance would obviously pick it up and pay out either all or a large portion of what it is that you have as you're kind of moving forward. Legal documents do many things. I have never seen them do bad things unless they're not written correctly or updated. But certainly it will also help you outline some of the equity splits that are very clear and who has what, how they can sell and manage the assets, what's happening. So it helps to avoid some of the confrontations that are going through because it's already been written and it's already been agreed upon. any contingency planning that would need to be done, as I mentioned, for buy-sell agreements, death, divorce, disagreement, things of that nature, as we mentioned a few minutes ago. Those are also going to be included inside of those agreements. Any non-competes to protect the company from any trade secrets would also certainly be inside of the agreement. So oral agreements are nice. When you start business, you know, a handshake, hey, we're going to start this company, or hey, I'm bringing you on as a partner, even if it's after the company has been established. But it is always important that as soon as possible, you want to sit down with an attorney, go through and make sure that you have all of the documents in place to make sure that the company is protected, to make sure that you are protected, and to make sure that your family is protected, because certainly the equity from that business is obviously going to provide you and your family not only the income while you're working, but the buyout when you get ready to sell the company. So hopefully that this has been helpful for you on the legal documents. If you have any questions, certainly feel free to reach out to us. My calendar is up on the website, and that is www.prometheuspartners.com. Thanks again for joining us here on this episode of Finishing Touches. As always, we are here to help guide you through the nuances of preparing your business for a successful exit. And if you find value in today's episode, please don't forget to subscribe and share it with some of your fellow business owners. We would really appreciate it, who might find and be navigating through the same path. So we help to unlock the potential of your business together with you. We'd like to have a conversation with you. Hope that you have a great day and a great week, and look forward to having a conversation with you at some point in the future. Bye now. That's a wrap on today's episode of Finishing Touches. For more information and guidance, head over to PrometheusPartners.com. Your feedback means the world to us, so please take a moment and leave a review of the podcast. You can stay in the loop or ask me a question by connecting with me on LinkedIn or visit our website and start a conversation with me. We look forward to accompanying you on your journey to a successful business transition in our next episode, and have a great week. Thank you so much.